The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into this pre-Christmas praise service. And that's why, as you can see, that we have been praising God since we came. And in a short while from now, we will go on to praise God further. I'll be teaching and preaching this morning on a message titled Praise for Rest and Rejoicing. Praise for Rest and Rejoicing in this pre-Christmas praise service. If there is anything that God hates, it is called murmuring and complaining. If there is anything that God cannot stand, it is called murmuring and complaining. God hates murmuring. He loves the murmurer, but he hates the murmuring in him. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, the Bible says, neither ye murmur, as some others murmured, and he destroyed them by the destroyers. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Say, don't try to murmur in this season or any other season. Don't say, I'm not happy with God. Or you don't even say, I'm not happy with God. You say, I'm not happy with the situation. He said, don't be a murmurer. I say, murmuring is a magnet for destruction, but you will never be destroyed. Can I hear your loudest amen? In Numbers 11 from verse 1, the Bible says, and the people complained. Immediately they complained. The Bible said, the anger of God was stirred up. Numbers 11 from verse 1. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. Immediately they complained. God's anger was rekindled. And I must tell you, if there's anybody's anger that you and I must escape, is the anger of God. The Bible says it's a consuming fire. It's a consuming fire. Complaining and murmuring is a major thing that you must turn your backs on. However, if you have turned your back against complaining, what next? Turn to your neighbor and say, what next? The next thing is called praise. Haven't decided that you will no longer murmur. You will no longer complain. You will no longer say that God is not good despite the fuel shortage. Somebody was telling me yesterday that from somewhere in Tanke to church here, they said 150 naira. I said, well, said 150 naira. He said, so I decided to be using my leg to walk. Some people don't even have leg. They have the money, but they don't have the leg. They can pay that office now, but they don't have the leg to walk. You know, there's a song we used to sing when we were young. I know many of us also. Some have food, but cannot eat. Some can eat, but have no food. We have food, and we can eat. Glory be to thee. The next thing, after you have turned your back on murmuring and complaining, is praise. Now, what is praise? Praise is the appreciation of God's person and God's personality. The appreciation of God's person is not that he has actually done anything for you that you can. You are not actually focusing on what God has done. That is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is that you know that maybe he has given you a car, he has given you a job, he just came back from NYSC, or you are just going to NYSC or something, you know, he gave you a child, you know, things like that. We had a naming ceremony this morning now, very early this morning, you know, maybe things like that. That's for Thanksgiving. Now, that is Thanksgiving, but praise is you are just appreciating the person and the personality of God. You know who he is. And as a result, you are thanking him. Quickly this morning, important facts that you must know about praise. I'll give you four of that quickly. Then we move on this morning. Praise is the choice of the smart. Psalm 69, 30 and 31. If you are smart, it will show in your praise. Psalm 69. It says, I will praise the name of God with a song. Someone say with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please God better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. If I appear in God's presence and I am not yet pocketically loaded, but I am praisically loaded, he said, God will accept it. And my praisefulness will eventually result in my loadedness. Praise is the choice of the smart man. Or this, when you are praised dry, is a sign that you are not smart. You don't know how to get God. Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with praise, with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. It's a sign of dullardness to be praiseless. It's a sign that that person is dull. Because you don't, how can you turn your backs on something that is beneficial to you? It is to you. The benefit of praise is to you. You are the one that will get blessed when you praise. Number two, important fact about praise is that praise is a mystery which cannot be understood by normal mind. 1 Corinthians 1:18. You can't understand praise by normal mind. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. It is foolish. It is not according to science, physics, chemistry, biology, or mathematics, or if you go into social sciences, it doesn't make sense that when you dance and lift up your voice and smile and lift your voice hallelujah to somebody, and so because of that the person is so glad and blessed, it doesn't sound logical. I'm seeing the faces of some medical doctors among us here, and in medicine I'm sure it's also not logical that when you praise God, so automatically it is foolishness if you don't have biblical understanding. Hello. Praise is a mystery. Praise is mysterious. You can't phantom it. The effect of praise can't be phantomed by normal thinking. It requires extraordinary thinking. Number three, important fact about praise is that we were created to praise God. Isaiah 43:21. The reason why God created us, amongst other things, is to praise him. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my what? The reason why I brought them forth is for them to praise me. These people that I crafted, the major reason why I crafted, that is why a man or a woman exhibit uselessness in life without praise. In Psalm 150 verse 6, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As long as you are in this world, the reason why you were created, many other things can be after. But among the number one to number two, if not the number one, is for your voice to be lifted regularly to your maker. You will not end up useless. I say you will not end up useless. I say you will not end up useless. The reason why. That's why you must do it bereketeciously. You must do it massively. You must do it agidigbaciously. And it must be done always. It must be done always. Look at a man like David. Amazing for a man who is a king. The biggest of kings. The Bible says he praised God 7 times in a day. Wise man. In knows is David is in an executive council meeting with his elders, and they said, "You see, we have about $50 billion for the budget now. How do we do?" He said, "Please hold on 1 minute. I will soon be back." And he enters his room. "Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a destiny changing God. Your name is Yahweh. Holy are you, Lord. All creations call you God. What is your name? Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We're standing on your holy name. Lord, we are. And it takes like 8 more of that. That's like 10. And then it takes like 5 praise worship songs. And I said, "Yeah, guys, I'm back. You were talking of a $50 billion budget the other time. Go on from there." Then they go on, they are talking, and then some hours pass. He says, "Gentlemen, let them serve you some chips. I will be soon be back." And he moves to another room again. Don't worry, just sit down. He continues to sing. Takes like 7 of that. Take another worship of. And then he returned. That is the way David lived his life. How are you living your own life? That is the way to live if you are really smart. Permanently in praise. May the Lord give you that kind of heart. That was why God called him the man after my heart. Because he was so wise that he knew how to get God's attention. He knew what he needed to do to get God's attention. May God make you a wise person today. I say, may God give you that spirit of wisdom. Now, that wasn't part of what I planned in my message. God just told me that now. Now, in Psalm 119 verse 164, Psalm 119, 164, David said, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times a day. 7 times a day. May you get to that level quickly in the name of Jesus. And number 4, important fact about praise is that praise is an invitation which God can never reject. I mean, there's times people invite me to ceremonies and I don't have time to go, and there's nothing that can be done about it. The schedule doesn't permit it. My wife will tell me, this particular place, will your schedule permit you? Because she knows how complex it can be sometimes. But you can now imagine how complex the schedule of our Almighty is. He says he knows the number of our air. He knows the number of fishes in the ocean. But when he begins to hear praise from you, he can't say no to coming to you. Psalm 22 verse 3. God inhabits the praise of his. He lives inside praise. Anywhere God sees praise, he moves in to stay there. That's why in your house, issue of murmuring, complaining, "Oh God, nonsense. What kind of nation is this? Rubbish." God knows that you have a thick skin. That's why he knows that you can stay in a place where there is scarcity. Nigeria is the only place where even if there's no drop of fuel, car will still be moving on the road. You'll be wondering, is it water these cars are using? There's no fuel anywhere. Cars are still moving. You are wondering, where are these cars getting fuel? God knows how tough you are. That's why he placed you here. I always tell people, an average white man can't stay here. by the time you get to the tap, you open it, there's no water. Then you have to trek to go and get water. By the time you come back, you put on gas with electricity, there's no electricity. Then you know what you are saying. You are feeling hot like this. You put on ACS, it's gone. You put on bulb, the thing just blew, boom, because of excess. When they brought it, was excess. Praise the Lord. God understands why he put you here. The issue of murmuring and complaining should not come out of our mouth. I don't know what you see, but I am the one seeing you here, and I can see a better future ahead of you. I can see a future ahead of you. I can see the jobless receiving their jobs. I can see the unmarried gloriously in their husband's house. Yesterday I stumbled on a picture of one of our members who was here before, a student, a lady who just got married and not too long ago, and with her baby, the baby looking just like her. You could have imagined just some years ago that she could produce a baby as fine as that. That is the way people will be wondering about your destiny very, very soon. When they see you, they will be surprised at what has become of you. They will open their mouth in amazement. They cannot imagine that God has turned your life around. Can I hear your loudest amen? You will step out of a car and people will look at you. They will wonder, is this you? People will pass in front of your house and people say, that is this person's house. They say, no, how is it possible? Because the soon, the last shall become the first. I say the last shall become the first. Can I hear your loudest amen? Quickly this morning, what are the merits of praise? What are the merits? Number one merit is the presence of the Almighty. The presence of the Almighty is a bulldozing force. It bulldozes walls and crashes those walls. Bible says six chariots can run on the wall of Jericho side by side and the wall will still not fall. Six chariots. But in Joshua 6 verse 20, at the instance of praise, the Bible said the wall fell down. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. The wall fell down flat. So the people shouted. They didn't just shout. They shouted the shout of praise. And when the priest blew with a trumpet, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a gun in the same place, great shout, that the wall fell flat, so that the people went up into the city. The wall, that is how the wall of the problem of your life will fall flat today. As we praise God today, the problem of your life will fall flat. Poverty will fall flat. Chronic singleness will fall flat. Stagnancy will fall flat. Joblessness will fall flat. Infertility will fall flat. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Lack of promotion in your place of work is going to fall flat. I got a call from one of our sisters here this week, a text from one of our members here in the course of the week. Delayed promotion for donkey years. On Monday, after we finished last minute miracle on Sunday, by Monday morning as she got to work, they gave her a promotion letter in the Federal Civil Service. That is what God can do. Whatever is delayed in your life, God is going to bring it supernaturally. God's presence is your asset. You know, we have been on the series on Wednesday services on God's presence. God's presence is your greatest asset. Certificate is not your greatest asset. Car is not your greatest asset. House is not your greatest asset. That's not the presence of God. That's why you must remain joyful all the time. That's why you must remain happy and joyful. Don't allow the devil does not want to see your certificates. He has many certificates of many people that have died that he can use. He doesn't need your certificate. He doesn't need your car. Or else, why will he tell Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 verse 8? He says, come and see all these things. Come and bow to me and I'll give it to you. Why will he say that? He has all the cars you can think of. He needs your joy. He wants to take your joy. He wants to take... Devil wants to take your joy, but he will not be able to take it. I say, he will not be able to take it. Anytime people go around your house, they will hear you joyful and happy. Anybody that sees you, they will see the joy of the Lord all over you. Number two, under that, attract God's presence. Because of time, I can't read. You can write Psalm 22 verse 3. Also Psalm 114. You can write it there, how the children of Israel were delivered by God's presence. I don't have time to read that now. But let's go to number two, merit of praise. Praise brings freedom from bondage. And I know you know this very well. In Psalms 89 verse 22, Psalms 89 verse 22, the Bible speaking there on the importance of praise and how praise. So, and the enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. Every person that praises God, these enemies cannot afflict them. And the sons, there are some people that they call them sons of wickedness. Wicked people. Their look is wicked. Their visitation to your house is for wickedness. He says, because you are a praiser, if you back up a little bit, you will see how praise transforms and yeyerizes and destroys the plans of the sons of wickedness. In Acts 16, verse 24 and 25, Bible says they locked up Paul and Silas. And because of their praise, they were set free. Today, God is going to set you free. I say, God is going to set you free in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open. All the doors that have been shut against you, good doors, they are open now. I said, those doors are open now. Are you sleeping or you are awake? I said, those doors are open now. In the name of Jesus. Number three, merit of praise is for preservation. God has done many things for you since this year started. You stand the risk of losing it if you don't praise him. Because what salt is to meat is what praise is to life. Salt preserves meat. Praise preserves life. In Malachi chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3, the priests, so they risked losing their blessing because they didn't want to praise God. They didn't want to return the glory to him. And now, oh ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, so give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. And I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already. Why? You did not lay it to heart. You did not remember to praise me. When people were dancing, you were looking at the Kelly Chanley. I mean, this church, is it a dancing? Is it a dancing church for youth, for young people, for small people? You know the way people think sometimes? Look at the way they are dancing, these small people. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. If you want to preserve your blessing, praise him. You know what? Lack of praise brings reproach. And it, like, look at this. Say, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung. What does dung mean? Dung means shame. It will never be your portion. God says, if you refuse to thank me for what I've done for you, say, I will ensure that I spread dung on the person's face. It will never be on your face. Dung on your faces, even dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. Stop there, don't go further. It's a risk to be suffering from lucre, to be looking when others are praising God, to be mocking when others are serving God. It's a risk of destiny. To be mocking, look at this one, look at the way, you have no right to mock anybody for praising God. Praise your own legacy. Create your, everybody can create his own style of dancing. Hello. Create your own style. Change your steps. It's allowed in God's presence. Number three. Merit of praise. I said number one is what? Attract God's presence. Number two. Freedom of bondage. Number three. Is for preservation of your blessing. Number four, praise is the grease and the oil for progressive living. Christ is the grease. Now, this is a mystery. One of the many mysteries. A car, no matter how beautiful, have you ever seen a car, no matter how beautiful it is, that does not use oil in the engine? Is there any car? A car becomes a toy without oil, as small as the oil is in a keg. Total, Mobil, Mobil 1, and different kinds of oil. The car is as good as a toy, except oil is inside. Praise is the grease and the oil for progressive living. A car can be on the spot for 100 years, except there's oil inside the engine. Except there's oil in a motorcycle bike, even if it's a power bike. The power is useless, except it is powered with oil. Am I speaking? Except oil is inside, it is useless. Except praise is inside your life, there can't be progression. It's a mystery, according to Isaiah 55 verse 8. My ways are not your ways. The ways of God are mystical. That's why people can't understand it. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. So, you can't understand it. But I pray that the benefits of praise shall be yours in Jesus' name. Let me move very fast now so I can tidy up and then we can go along to praise. Number five, praise always brings you into honor. Honor. Everyone that praises God enjoys honor. Psalm 149 verse 1, verse 6 and verse 9. Everyone that praises God enjoys honor. Praise is what brings honorable living and enjoyable living. And number six, where I want to stop today. Praise merit. Praise brings, makes the impossible to be possible. Luke 18:27. If you are suffering from a challenge that has persisted for too long, praise God for it. Anything that you are suffering from, that it looks 18:27. It looks as if you cannot, there's no solution. Praise God for it. The Bible says, he said, the things which are impossible with men are what? Possible with God. What is not possible with our father, our mother? What your boss cannot do for you? As a song, what my father cannot do, what my mother cannot do, he will do it again and again. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous God, he has done marvelous things for me. What a wonderful God, what a wonderful, he's going to do marvelous things. Impossibility is not with God. So to shoroshe lodore baba agbara bi arambe lodore baba so to shoroshe. Nothing God doesn't know impossibility. It's not in God's dictionary. The issue of it's not possible is not in God's dictionary. But there's a major requirement. Enter my gates with thanksgiving and enter my courts with praise. And the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, come on, shout a big hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.